is ill, he said. Didn't you know? Seriously? Very, I understand.
Strover's face grew white.
Why didn't he write and tell me? How stupid of me to quarrel with him. We must go to him at once. He can have no one to look after him. Where does he live?
I've no idea, said the Frenchman.
We discovered that none of us knew how to find him.
Strover grew more and more distressed.
He might die, and not a soul would know anything about it. It's dreadful. I can't bear the thought. We must find him at once.
I tried to make Strover understand that it was absurd to hunt vaguely about Paris. We must first think of some plan.
Yes, but all this time he may be dying, and when we get there it may be too late to do anything.
Sit still and let us think, I said impatiently. The only address I knew was the Hôtel des Belges, but Strickland had long left that, and they would have no recollection of him. With that queer idea of his to keep his whereabouts secret, it was unlikely that on leaving he'd said where he was going. Besides, it was more than 5 years ago. I felt pretty sure that he'd not moved far. If he continued to frequent the same cafes when he'd stayed at the hotel, it was probably because it was the most convenient. Suddenly I remembered that he had got his commission to paint a portrait through the baker from whom he bought his bread, and it struck me that there one might find his address. I called for a directory and looked out the bakers. There were five in the immediate neighbourhood, and the only thing was to go to all of them.